mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. election day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before election day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Athletics.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark!
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
Along with Paul Capobianco, 65th meeting all-time between Wisconsin and Ohio State. The Buckeyes, though, lead the series. 32 wins, 27 losses, 5 ties. 31-17-5 in Big Ten competition against the Badgers, dating back to the 13-14 season. Again, Ohio State went to Madison and beat the Badgers 2-1 in overtime and 2-1 in regulation this past October. Badgers have lost 6 of 7 games to Ohio State under the direction of Mike Hastings, Todd Canott, Nick Oliver, and Kevin Murdoch. And in this building, the Badgers are 8-16-2. They've lost 6 in a row at the Schottenstein Center and 2-13-1 in their last 16 games in this building. Last February, the Badgers fell here 3-2 in overtime and 3-1, and that put a dent in Wisconsin's chances of winning the Big Ten regular season championship. So, needless to say, Ohio State has had Wisconsin's number of late. Opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. They just celebrated Ohio State's national championship squad. A few players and assistant coach, former All-American linebacker James Laurinaitis on the ice. He dropped the ceremonial first puck with Owen Lindmark and Nathan McBrayer taking the draw. And a sparse crowd here at the Schottenstein Center, considering how well Ohio State has played this season. Their largest crowd, about 6,200 this season. Generally, it's when they take on the Michigan Wolverines. And they'll be hosting Michigan in a couple of weeks to wrap up the regular season. Referees tonight, Jake Rakuki and Nicholas Bett. The linesmen, Tommy George and Pat Richardson. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Badgers Cardinal Road uniforms, white numerals, striping, Wisconsin diagonally down the chest, skating right to left, Ohio State. Home whites with the familiar Buckeye gray helmets and the scarlet striping and hockey pants. Ohio State dumped the puck in. It rung around the boards to the far side wall, deflected out of play. They'll drop the puck in the Wisconsin zone right in front of us. Paul and I, hash marks extended in the Ohio State offensive zone. Anton Castro in his collegiate debut on top of the crease, getting ready for the faceoff to his right. It's won by Ohio State. Long-range shot was deflected to the near corner. After it there, the Badgers' Joe Palatichuk got some help from Christian Fitzgerald. Tyson Dick trying to knife it free. Spins down to the corner. Anthony Kerr gives chase. Around the far side wall, Kukkonen protecting the puck. Kerr then knocks down Jake Rossi to the ice. The Badgers turn it over, and a shot blocked by Palatichuk from the right circle off the stick of defenseman Chris Abel.
Yeah, tough play there along the boards. Ohio State, just the blue liner came down and had a lot of open ice for that one. Great block by Palatichuk.
Badgers able to dump it down in and get a partial change. Tyson Dick heading to the Badgers bench. Wisconsin can't hold the zone. It's played through the skates of Logan Hensler and all the way back into the Wisconsin end. Hensler patient with the puck as he's pressured by Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine. Comes around to the far side wall. Kick free to Ryland Mosley. Mosley tied up from behind by Burnside. Fights through the stick check. Hands off to Dexheimer. Slot pass for Morrissey. Came free. Bounced to Quinn Finley. His shot off a stick and up and out of play. A minute 10 into the first period. No score. Wisconsin trying to snap a four-game losing streak against the Ohio State Buckeyes.
You know, both games in Madison, they were low scoring 2-1, but both games, there were goals in the first few minutes of the game. Right. Badgers scored 3:35 in on a power play, Mosley, and the second game was 21 seconds in by Ohio State. So we'll see what happens today, but obviously that kind of set the tone for those games. It stayed that way for a while.
Third line out for the Badgers, Lindmark, Horbach, and Scholl. A shot block collected by Max Montez. He scoops it out to center and then hammered right back in by Ben Dexheimer. Taken there by William Smith, sophomore defenseman from Toronto. Held in by Jack Horbach. Long-range shot deflected off an arm of a defenseman. I think it was Smith, and actually went fluttering into the air about 10 feet up and then dropped into the catcher's glove of the goaltender Logan Turnus, and he hangs on for another draw. Turnus, 2 years at UConn before transferring here to Ohio State. In the Big Ten, he's number one in the league in save percentage in conference games at 937, plus goals against at 211. Steve Rolick had been switching up his goaltenders for the majority of this season, splitting time with Turnus and then Christopher Eberle, a 6'4 sophomore from Pinckney, Michigan. But right now he's hanging with Turnus, who went back-to-back last weekend against Notre Dame and playing in his fourth straight game. Badgers break out. Lindmark to Scholl. Pitched it off the far wall for Horbach out of his reach. And back to Brent Johnson, the transfer from North Dakota. Turned it over at center. Badgers gave it right back. It bounces around a little bit before Jack Thalen settles it down. Jack Horbach needs a change and banked it off the wall into the Ohio State zone. And that's where the Buckeyes now collect. Sam Deckhut, sophomore from San Diego out there. A goal, 3 points for Deckhut in the sweep of Notre Dame last weekend. Steal at center. Mosley, left wing Finley, forced wide by the defenseman Johnson. Finley skates it back behind the net. Point pass off a stick, and it forces Anthony Kerr all the way back into his own zone. About 2.5 minutes gone by here in Columbus. No score, the Badgers and the Buckeyes.
We'll keep waiting for Anton Castro to touch the puck there. It looked like, just to get some nerves out, he looked like he was going to go back and play it behind the net, and he just gave it up and let his defenseman take it.
And now here's Ohio State skating out of its own zone. Right wing pass to Burnside. Shoveled it ahead for Thompson. Big left-hander. Throws it off the end boards of the left wing. Shot blocked by Kerr. Taken by Kerr. Skates it up to the Wisconsin line. Got hit from behind by Thompson. But able to dump it down in, and the Badgers get a change. Turnus now leaves it off behind the net for Aiden Hansen-Bucata. He's the transfer from RIT, spent 4 years at Rochester Institute of Technology, a point-getting defenseman. Logan Hensler poked the puck off a Fontaine stick back to the Ohio State line. Right back up the middle now, it's Ryan Gordon. Left wing pass, short side shot blocked. Caroms to the far side, Tassi trying to pull it free as Dexheimer in the corner. Owen Mellenbacher out with Tassi and Ryan Botterill. Now Dexheimer helping his D partner Hensler. Mellenbacher hip-checking Gordon into the wall. Dexheimer looks over his left shoulder trying to find a place to put the puck as he and Mellenbacher engaged with a couple of Buckeyes across the way. Now it slides free and Logan's got it. Hensler takes a look, patient, up off the near wall. Botterill can't play it, must have gotten a piece of it. They wave off icing. Buckeyes reverse behind their own nets. To their near side now, it's Dylan Godbout. He can't play it cleanly at center. And Phelan's pass bounced away off the stick of Fitzgerald. And now Ohio State with possession. 4 minutes into the first. No score. Badgers with it again. Scholes across the line. Fitzgerald pushed it to the left corner around behind the net. Kukkonen tapped back to Tyson Dick. Poke checked by Guzzo. Dick down on his knees. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald fired a pass out to the right point. Too hot to handle for Phelan. All the way back to the Wisconsin zone. And there's Anton Castro getting his first touch as he rims it around to the near side before the Buckeyes stuff it right back in.
Actually, nice play by Castro. They had players come in both sides. Looked like he was going to drop it off, turned around, and fired it up the glass to a teammate.
Fitzgerald falls down at center. Loose puck picked up by Abel. And he's able to go far side to Dunlap, who threw it in on Castro, made the stop, left it behind the net. And that's where Jack Phelan picks it up. Phelan, the big freshman defenseman, 6'3", 185, from Hinsdale, Illinois. He's been forced into a ton of action this year because of injuries up and down the defensive core for Wisconsin dating back to the opening weekend. He's played a regular shift pretty much all season long and will continue to do so, especially with the absence of Daniel Lotch. Buckeyes miss fire, no icing. Castro again out of his net, rimmed it around off the high glass, out to neutral ice. Banged off the wall. Palatichuk lost it. Here's James Hong. Goal line right. Little left-hander stays on his skates as he's pushed off balance by Kerr. They battle on the near side boards. Hong pulled it free. Loose now. Scholl out-muscled Hong and pitched it out to center. Thrown back to neutral ice. Now Thomas Wise fires it in. Around to the left corner it goes, and Ben Dexheimer picks it up there. Shots on goal, 2-1 for Wisconsin. That's all we've had in the first 6 minutes of this opening period. No score.
And hardly shots, but hardly a scoring chance. It's really just been pucks floating on or tough angles. It's been nothing.
Badgers break out. Here's Mosley, 3-on-2 to our left. Mosley cuts to the middle of the ice, across the line. Badgers on side. Nothing really materialized there. Loose puck in the left circle, taken away by Ohio State. Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine threw it up to center. Grabbed by Wisconsin Scholes. Wisconsin onside. Scholes looking for an outlet. Mosley pass his way. Taken away by Thompson. Outlet pass to the stick of Fontaine. Wheels through the center circle. Drop pass Burnside. Left wing now. Back deep. That's the defenseman. Carfagna tried to scoop it around and in. Instead kept out of the net. And Wisconsin's Phelan goes to get it. And lobs it up over everybody. Will they call Wisconsin for icing? They will. Face off all the way back into the Badger zone. Scoreless. 13-18 left in the opening period from Columbus.
Yeah, just going around the net. Anton Castro on the right side. Played it somewhat aggressively. Turned around to try to get back to the net. He was a little bit out of the blue paint. Dove across, but Badgers were there to kind of scramble and make sure that puck didn't get around the net and into the net.
Jack Phelan protecting the near side post. Castro, part of the Clark Cup champion Fargo Force a year ago, had a 262 goals against average, 899 save percentage in 2.5 years with Fargo, won 45 games. Had a nice career there. Split time last season with Hampton Slukinski, who's now with Western Michigan. He got all the starts in the Clark Cup playoffs for the Force a year ago. Morrissey on the ice with Finley and Mosley, Scholes and Phelan. Phelan throwing his body around. Zach doing the same. Now it's Deckhut trying to center. It goes off a stick or a skate and gathered in by Wisconsin's Mosley. Sidesteps Gordon, snaps off a pass to Finley, trying to get around the defenseman, but a good play by Johnson to poke check that puck away. Out to neutral ice again. Deckhut takes a hit from Kerr. Weston Knox seeing his first shift. He put his body into Gordon. The Badgers back in their own zone to pick it up. And here's Owen Mellenbacher. Two goals for Melly in 18 games this season across the line. Loose puck in the slot. Whacked back deep to the Wisconsin zone. That'll be icing on Ohio State. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future.
Talking again, going back to Anton Castro from Fargo. The Badgers have a pretty good connection there the last couple of years. He played with Morrissey last year, played with Palatichuk and Mellenbacher, and Nick Oliver was the head coach that year. So the Badgers have gone to that well a lot lately. Obviously, they won the Clark Cook Championship last year, so presumably there's some talented guys there.
Look out, puck popped free. Botterill falls down. Ohio State on the attack, but offside. Botterill just trying to stay on his skates and preventing the Buckeyes from busting out. They would have had an odd man rush to our right. And eventually, when the Buckeyes picked up the puck, Guzzo had it, but a teammate already crossed the line offside on Ohio State. Yeah, also an interesting connection for the Buckeyes. Their goaltender's coach, Carter Cryer, was the goaltender coach in Fargo with the Force last year, so he knows Anton Castro quite well. Steve Rolick, former Badger, the head coach of the Buckeyes. His top assistant, J.B. Bittner, an OSU grad and a former Badgers assistant under Mike Eaves. And now the puck played towards the Badgers' net to the right of Castro. He puts his blocker down and covers in a faceoff to come. 12:03 to go in the first period. Still no score. The Badgers and the Buckeyes.
You know, when you go into Ohio State here, the way they play, you got to have a lot of patience on the road, especially with the Badgers offensively. So far, so good for Wisconsin. Giving up nothing. Haven't really generated a great chance yet, but patience will be a key tonight.
The Buckeyes haven't generated anything. And that's a good sign for Wisconsin. Badgers have three blocked shots so far. Buckeyes have gotten very little rubber to the net. Polatichuk gives chase in the Wisconsin zone. Montez able to poke it behind the net. Anthony Kerr there, his breakout pass behind the stick of Horbach, taken by Ohio State and then given right back. Scholl now on the attack, left wing, puts one low. Turnus with a save. He kind of bobbled it, crawled up his stick in his pad before knocking it behind the net. Now the Buckeyes able. He passes ahead to Montez, who dumps it into the Badgers' end, and that's where Castro will just fire it to the defenseman, Zach Scholes. He'll take the ice available to him up to neutral. And from the red line, he'll dump it in, and then a collision right there at the red line as Montez got the worst of that. Scholes and he collided right on the near side boards. Jack Phelan now up the middle to Mosley. Sweet little sauce pass across to Finley. Gains the line and twirls back. And then had it poked off his stick, almost taken away by the defenseman, William Smith. He does. Drop pass Burnside, skates in slot. Shot, he fired it too high off the end board, swept out of harm's way by Dexheimer. Oh, the Badgers coughed it up. A great chance for Burnside that time.
It was, and kind of a goofy bounce off the back glass. I heard guys talking this morning about the boards and glass here and talking about how, especially in that Zamboni end, we're right where it hit. Sometimes the puck comes out kind of crazy and got to be paying attention. And Dexheimer did a great job to clear the bounce off.
And the Buckeyes attacking the goal to our right as we look down on the ice surface here in Columbus. Their top line out there, Fontaine, Thompson, and Burnside against the Badgers' number one line. Puck squirts free. Mosley near side Morrissey. He's tied up by Burnside, who heads to the Buckeyes' bench badly needing a change. Now Thompson at neutral fires back to the defenseman, and Ohio State will change as well. Godbout sends it into the Wisconsin zone far corner. Run down by Deckhut. Drop pass intended for Gordon. Taken away by Wisconsin. Two on one to our right. Tassi with Mellenbacher. Tassi goes wide right. Feeds one in front to the stick of Botterill, but he couldn't catch it cleanly. He was right in front of the net. Never got a shot off. Shoveled it to the near corner. Now the Buckeyes take it from there. Up the middle of the ice. Gordon to neutral. And now Deckhut, Godbout that is, drops it down in. In pursuit is Gordon. Ran into Wisconsin's Polatichuk, freed the puck for Mellenbacher, and Owen tries to sweep it deep, picked up by Botterill. His shot low to the ice, easily steered aside by Turnus. Now Gordon, pressured by Botterill, almost coughed it up and brought it back to Nathan McBrayer. McBrayer, 6-foot sophomore out of Dublin, Ohio. Their defensive core has been solid this season. Now the puck coughed up. Fitzgerald with it. Wheels back. Pass. Knocks. His shot on goal. Stopped by Turnus. Hit him right in the chest. He juggled it, but then hung on for a faceoff. 9:09 to go in the first period. Wisconsin and Ohio State, no score. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, a quick shout out to the UW-Madison men's club hockey team, which won its conference championship last weekend and automatically qualified for the national tournament. The second time in 4 years the Badgers have qualified for the national club championships. The only two times the Badgers have made it to nationals in club history. So congratulations to the UW men's club hockey program. Here are the Badger men's varsity team tied with Ohio State. Buckeyes on the attack, though. Rossi passed behind him left wing. He was open. He was able to catch and direct. Long-range shot in towards the net. Off the stick of Joe Dunlap. Bounced wide of the Badgers' net. Rossi with it right wing. Ran into two Wisconsin Badgers. Tyson Dick had his right arm pulled back with a hook. No penalty called. And threw it wildly up through center. Then it's sent right back by the Buckeyes. Should be offside. It is. I beg your pardon, icing on Ohio State. So the Badgers have an offensive zone faceoff coming up. 8:38 to go in this scoreless first period.
Yeah, it looked like a harmless hook. A lot of times they let stuff like that go if it's not going to affect the play, but it kind of did after the puck came off and Badgers kind of just cleared out of danger. They went to change, and there was Ohio State sitting in the far blue line. Fortunately, the pass didn't connect.
Ohio State is the least penalized team in the Big Ten. Badgers held that moniker for a while until getting uncharacteristically undisciplined last weekend against Penn State. Long-range shot by Joe Palatichuk went through traffic and wide. And then Anthony Kerr fired it from the right wing, again wide. Jack Horbach holds the zone, tried to dump it to the corner. Owen Lindmark gives chase now. Bumped off the puck by Chris Abel. Behind the net, Badgers try to center. That went off a stick. Sawyer Scholl in the corner between the legs. Drop pass Lindmark. Right wing, Horbach. His shot off the stick of Guzzo and up and out of player. Good puck movement, though, by the Badgers' third line of Scholl, Lindmark, and Horbach.
Yeah, there's been a lot of back and forth in this game, and that's the first probably extended period of time Wisconsin's had puck possession in the offensive end. Again, neither team has really generated much, but can't do that unless you're in the zone. Badgers here, there. Great job, and now they throw out their first line, and hopefully they continue the work here and try to put some momentum up here.
Kevin Morrissey, 57% of the faceoff circle against Riley Thompson, who's at about 45%, but Thompson wins that draw, and the Buckeyes have possession back in their own zone. And they'll look to come out with it. Carfagna up to center. Off the stick of Fontaine. Behind Scholl's. Castro then stick handling in the crease. Tried to outlet up the middle. Put it on the stick of Hanson Bucata, who skates it back behind the Wisconsin net. And then held in at the point and thrown to the near corner. Not sure if that was the right decision by Anton Castro that time. Stick handling in his own blue paint.
That was some hands out of the goalie stick.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow, that was a little scary, but a nice move.
It was. He threw it up the middle, but they retrieved the puck to the Buckeyes. Never got a shot back on goal. Here's Wisconsin's Dexheimer, and he just mishandled it, neutralized, turned it over. Look out. Here comes Thomas Wise. He shoots one off the chest of Castro. Long rebound gathered in by Dexheimer. The Buckeyes were in the midst of a change. Outlet pass by Dexheimer, broken up by Ohio State. Montez tries to walk around defenseman Logan Hensler. Good stick, though, by Hensler. And now back to the corner it goes. Dexheimer knocked down in front of the net by Wise. Back up on his skates. Puck slides free near side Finley. He'll scoop it up off the glass and out to center ice. Drop down with the left hand of the defenseman Smith, and then taking it neutral by Hensler. On the attack, cut slot, shoots one, and kneeling, grabbing it with his glove hand, Logan Turnus. He makes the stop and hangs on. Sixth shot on goal of the period for the Badgers. Ohio State just three, no score. 6:47 until the AmFam first intermission report.
Seen a couple of shots, at least from our angle, from the D, and so far just dead center of Ohio State's goaltender. I know you're just taking the opportunity to put it puck towards the net, but you're not going to get much out of those. If you're not going to get a rebound, most likely it's in the glove of the goaltender. But every time it's towards the net, you never know.
Face off to Turnus's right, and won by Ohio State. They'll rim it around to the far side. Deck Hutt pressured by Mellenbacher, stumbling down Gordon from his knees, through a pass to Deck Hutt. Now right wing Godbout across the line. Backhand pass didn't get through, and then Godbout picked it up, snapped one off, and kick save by Castro with a right pad. Badgers try to clear, apparently so, they say offside on Ohio State. Turnus in his career against Wisconsin, 4-2 with a 199 goals against and a 938 save percentage. He stopped 37 of 38 shots in the 2-1 overtime win for the Buckeyes in Madison back in October. And you may remember Turnus was in goal last March in the first round Big Ten tournament clinching victory, stopping 29 of 30 shots to beat the Badgers, who then waited 18 days to play in the NCAA tournament. While the Buckeyes made a nice little run down the stretch last season. Wisconsin's stick hands off Fitzgerald. Tough angled shot stopped by Turnus, and then he covered quickly as both Horbach and one of the other Badgers on the far wing wall. That was Tyson Dick sniffing around for the rebound.
You mentioned some good numbers by Turnus.
Yep.
And you can kind of go back. A lot of goalies from Ohio State have had good numbers against Wisconsin for a while. Looking before the game, 38 games, the last 38 in the series. Badgers have scored three or more just 13 times. So it's been really tough to score against these guys. They've had a lot of success, 9-3-1 when they get there. But so far, both teams with goose eggs.
Yep. 6 minutes to go here in the opening period. Yeah, the Badgers, 17 times this season, have scored two goals or less. 1-14-2 this season when scoring two goals or less. And unfortunately, that's been the case in each of the last four games, all defeats. Badgers in their own zone. Fitzgerald trying to pull it away from Rossi. Guzzo down there, too. Co-captain, eventually Jack Phelan comes out of the fray with a puck. And then Horbach got knocked down from behind. Here's Wisconsin's Fitzgerald try to skate through a pair of Buckeyes. No luck there. Out to center. Dunlap able to place it behind Phelan, but his D partner Polatichuk goes to get it and wheels around the net and comes up the middle of the ice. Joe Polatichuk has yet to score a goal this season. Fires it down in around to the right wing wall, getting an angle on the puck with Scholl. Tried to center and intercepted his pass attempt by the Buckeyes. A collision back in the Ohio State zone. A stick snapped in half. We play on. Kukkonen throwing his body around. Teal Wahlberg up off the glass and out to neutral. Badgers retrieve it there. And Polatichuk hammers it right back down in. Breakout for the Buckeyes. Bounces off a stick or two. Dexheimer reads the play. Steps in near the Ohio State line. Couldn't get it deep. And now Wahlberg again, headmans to Burnside. Got a piece of it as it bounces into the Wisconsin zone in front of us. Logan Hensler with it for Wisconsin. Drops it back to Dexheimer. Dexheimer from the red line. Tried to whip it in. The Buckeyes got in the way. Mosley now picks it up and reverses course. Hensler's lead feed deflected by Morrissey into the attacking zone with 4:19 to go in the opening period. Middle breakout for the Buckeyes. Far side pass, Burnside got around Scholl's left wing on his off wing. Centering pass for Thompson. Got through the low slot, but Thompson couldn't reach it, and the Badgers take it from there. Morrissey will dump it down in and got bulldozed down by Burnside.
I think Ben Dexheimer had something to do with that last breakup on the pass across the slot. Give him some credit for covering over for his pair, or defensive pair on that one.
Buckeyes after the puck. Damian Carfagna, junior from Woodridge, New Jersey, playing in his 96th game. Steal by Wisconsin's Tassie. Stick handling a bit too much on the left wing. Never got a shot off as Godbout was in the vicinity. Puck below the Ohio State goal line. Far down to our left. Mellenbacher takes it. Tried to shovel it in front. Came right back to him. And then the Buckeyes pick up the loose puck. Lead feed to Godbout. Kicked it into the Wisconsin zone. Castro steps out of his net and backhands it around to Jack Phelan. Phelan angles a pass behind Botterill. Able to reach it with a backhand. Couldn't get it deep. Buckeyes now possess 3:10 to go in the first period. Still no score. Here's Brent Johnson. Johnson playing in his 100th collegiate game. Started with North Dakota, then transferred here to Ohio State. His shot from the right wing blocked and caromed to the corner. The Badgers now have possession. Scholes headmans to Jack Horbach, playing in his 100th collegiate game. His long-range shot got through! Jack Horbach hitting the century mark in games played. Buries one from long range. His first goal in 13 games. The Badgers on the board first in Columbus.
And I don't think he'll get an assist, but Tyson Dick, I think, skated right in front of the net, right as that shot was coming off, and screened the goaltender and made that really difficult to see. And I think it just went over to the right side of the goaltender, blocker side. And again, Tyson Dick skated right through and right perfectly timed to take the goaltender's eyes away, and it just sailed right past.
Jack Horbach at 17-10 gives Wisconsin the lead. Only the 16th time the Buckeyes have allowed a goal to be scored in the opening period. Here Horbach lights the lamp on Wisconsin's eighth shot on goal of the night. So the Badgers on top. They win the ensuing faceoff and dump it in. Sawyer Scholl, tough angled shot from the left wing, missed the net off the corner boards, and Wisconsin's got to hustle back into its own zone. That puck ricocheted all the way back. Now a turnover behind the net by Palatichuk, taken by James Hong, tied up by Kerr as well as Palatichuk. Joe came out of there with the biscuit, and then Montez meets him. Hong also relentless in his pursuit of the puck. Anthony Kerr getting some assistance and able to muscle it out to center, and Abel picks it up for Ohio State. And then banked out to center. Hong now with it. Backhands it ahead. Trying to get to the puck is Thomas Wise, but he's slowed by Kerr. The free puck taken by Lindmark. And then Sawyer Scholl will dump it down in. 2 minutes to go in the opening period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Horbach unassisted, and a penalty coming up here on the Badgers.
Sawyer Scholl looked like he was going off to change. I didn't see it, what happened, but other than the Buckeye falling to the ice, see what the call is here.
Referee saying tripping on Sawyer Scholl. He took down Theo Wahlberg, all 6'5", 203 pounds of him. Scholl for tripping at 18:05.
Didn't see the play, but
nor did I.
Not sure that's one the Badgers would like to see. Just go up a goal, keep things going, kind of just stay in that mode here where there hasn't been much going on for either team. Even the goal was pretty a harmless play, but now Ohio State gets a chance to get back in, get this game tied.
Badgers penalty kill up to 81%. And Ohio State, though, wins the faceoff. Fontaine straight away, Carfagna, the left-handed defenseman, to the left wing, Montez. Back to Carfagna, right side, Fontaine, in time blast. Stopped by Castro, little off balance, back up on his skates, moving to his left, looking. Fontaine again shoots one low pad, save made by Castro. Badgers try to rim it around and out, held in by the hustling Carfagna. Right wing, Fontaine, near the dot, back out to the blue line, Carfagna. Refeeds Fontaine, slot, Burnside slides, a slow-moving pass far side to Montez. Has to hustle it after it and plays it back to the point. Long-range shot, Carfagna off a stick and wide. Fontaine retrieves to the point man, Carfagna. Left wing, Montez. Right wing, Fontaine. Tried to kick it to his forehand. Juggled it a bit. Got it back to the point. Montez, Carfagna. 1:08 to go in the period. Fontaine catches, looks, tries to shoot. Thalen in the way. Blocks it. To the corner it goes. Phelan off balance. Fontaine to Scholes, carries Thompson into the corner wall. Morrissey trying to outmuscle Burnside. Nice play by the freshman Gavin Morrissey to outmuscle the junior Burnside and clear it all the way down.
Badgers getting blocks. Their sticks in the lanes just to break up passes just enough to stop those cross-ice passes, those one-timers. And those little details make a big difference.
Six block shots tonight for the Badgers. Castro calmly out of his net, paddles it to the near side glass. Badgers unable to clear. Centering pass, McBrayer, intercepted by Lindmark. Badgers shorthanded, 3-on-2 to our left. And then Lindmark cut off along the wall by Hanson Bucata. And Ohio State possesses. 23 seconds left in its power play. 17 seconds left in the period. Here are the Buckeyes on the attack. Long-range shot kicked out by Castro with a left pad. That off the stick of Hanson Bucata. Then Lindmark picked up the loose puck and dumped it down in. 5 seconds to go in the period. Ohio State out of its own end. Hanson Bucata up the near side center ice. Horn sounds, and that's it for the opening period of play. An unassisted by goal by Jack Horbach in his 100th collegiate game, and the Badgers have a 1-0 lead after one period here in Columbus. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Well, so far, so good. The Badgers trying to snap a four-game losing streak, have the lead after one period of play on the road against eighth-ranked Ohio State. Jack Horbach gets his second goal of the season, and in 100 collegiate game, the lone assist goes to Sawyer Scholl, the birthday boy. It's 17-10, Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead. Badgers had 9 shots on goal in the opening period, limited Ohio State to just 6, and making his collegiate debut, Anton Castro stopped all 6 Buckeye bids, while Logan Turnus made 8 saves for Ohio State. So only one penalty to Sawyer Scholl. Ohio State will have 5 seconds left on its first power play when the second period begins here in a little bit. But, solid defensive effort, protecting the freshman goaltender, Anton Castro. And then you had mentioned it during the first period, Paul. Nothing wrong with putting the puck on the net.
Yeah, I mean, if you're watching this for excitement, that was not exactly an exciting period. It's pretty boring, but Badgers came out with it with a 1-goal lead. A couple of shots earlier, talking about throwing pucks on the net just right in the goalie's chest. This time, Jack Horbach, kind of the same play. It looked like it was just going to be a harmless shot, but Tyson Dick comes flying in from the side and causes a screen and it just over the shoulder of the goaltender, Turnus. And then, it clouds your judgment a little bit out of the period. I thought it was pretty even, and really nothing happened for either team.
Right.
But the Badgers do come up with it with a 1-0 lead. You talk about patience. They were very patient. They did a good job in their own zone. Anton Castro didn't have to do a whole lot. I do like he was very active playing the puck behind the net, especially Ohio State just dumping the puck in every time, and Castro's back there, and he's got a pretty good little wrist shot up off the glass that we haven't gotten a chance to see all year. He had one little play in the blue paint that he, a little stick handle that makes you a little nervous, but he's very confident back there playing the puck, so that good to see that. Obviously, he's feeling pretty good about playing like that, and he's made some saves here that he had to. So
yeah, I tell you, during warm-ups, just watching him, he was taking a lot of deep breaths, and spending time by himself, bending down. You could tell just trying to gather his thoughts a little bit. He's 22 years old, but nevertheless, this is the first experience for him in a setting like this against a top 10 team in the country on the road, trying to help your team snap a four-game losing streak. After all those deep breaths, he looked pretty composed back there.
He did. He did look pretty good. You mentioned he played at Omaha for a period and plus earlier in the year. He got a little bit of a taste. I know you were looking up earlier. He hadn't played on a real game since almost a year ago. Last April, I think he said it was.
Yep, April 13th of last year, the last time he played a meaningful game.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And, so far, so good. Again, sometimes you're a team that knows what's going on. You have a new goalie who hasn't played his first game, and that maybe focuses you a little bit more on some of the defensive details, thinking, well, we better make sure we do our job tonight and not count on our goaltender. Not that he can't be counted on, but just maybe it puts your focus a little bit better to clear out and get rebounds out of there and cover your guys coming back.
All right, so the Badgers have a 1-0 lead after one period at Ohio State. Stay tuned. The American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
See for yourself.
Jack Horbach from Zach Scholes and Tyson Dick, the official scoring on the Badgers' lone goal in the opening period. Horbach from Scholes, not Scholes, Scholes and Dick at 17-10. Badgers lead Ohio State 1-0 during the AmFam first intermission. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, American Family Insurance. We'll check the other Big Ten games in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. the Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We're keeping an eye on Ann Arbor, where Michigan, ranked 12th in the country, hosting 4th-ranked Minnesota. They're scoreless after the opening period of play. Michigan in 4th place in the Big Ten, 4 points ahead of the 5th-place Badgers. You finish 4th, you get home ice for the first round of the conference tournament. And Penn State, which is trying to catch Wisconsin for 5th place, and maybe Michigan, the Nittany Lions with 2 games in hand, well, they're up 3-0 on Notre Dame playing in-state college. Penn State scored 3 goals in the final 4 minutes of the opening period. Here the Badgers lead Ohio State 1-0 on Jack Horbach's second goal of the season. Anton Castro in his collegiate debut has stopped all 6 shots that he's faced so far. Castro's only other action in a Badgers uniform was an exhibition game in Omaha against the Omaha Mavericks back in October. He played the 3rd period and overtime stopped all 13 shots he faced. You remember Quinn Finley had a breakaway and won that game, that exhibition game. So that's the only action Castro's had until tonight. And he looks pretty good for his collegiate debut. Badgers and the Buckeyes. The second period is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco here at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus, Ohio. Badgers lead the Buckeyes 1-0. Jack Horbach from Zach Scholes and Tyson Dick at 17-10 of the first period. Badgers still have 5 seconds to kill off on Sawyer Scholes' 2-minute tripping minor. And the Buckeyes and the Badgers face off. And the puck bouncing around a little bit at center ice. Lindmark's got it. He's able to touch it to the Ohio State blue line, and Wisconsin back at full strength. So the Badgers' 5 skaters, Lindmark, Scholl, and Horbach, along with Kerr and Palatichuk. Ohio State sent it into the Wisconsin zone. It bounced off the backboards right towards Anton Castro, who put his mitt down and covered. So the Buckeyes get an offensive zone faceoff to our left and to the left of Anton Castro.
The Badgers get the penalty kill done.
Yep.
Again, I thought that was a big one with going up 1-0 the way the game is going. gave Ohio State a chance to maybe gain some momentum. Instead, you kill it off and hopefully just continue that patient play, good defense, and see where it goes.
Wisconsin's allowed only 6 power play goals over the last 20-plus games, 38 out of 44. That's why the penalty kill's up to 81%. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff and rim it around to the near side, but hustling after it, Burnside for the Buckeyes before Polatichuk picked it up and heaved it up through center ice. Back to get it, Hanson Bukata. Outlet pass to Burnside, knocked down by the stick of Quinn Findlay. Ricochets back to Carfagna, goes D to D. He headmans up near the Ohio State line, and the Buckeyes' Thompson now has it. Thompson tried to split a pair of Badgers, lost the handle. Collected by Fontaine. He'll dump it in. Burnside after it, but Polatichuk got there first, and Burnside hit Polatichuk up near the head. Joe's slow to get up. He actually reached up with his left hand to hold on to his head. He's going to the Badgers bench, and trainer Andy Rohde taking a look at him. Now the Buckeyes pick up the loose puck in their own zone. Hanson Bukata fires off a pass off the boards all the way down for Rossi. No icing. Castro out of his net. Spun it around to the near side. Pass by Kukkonen behind the intended receiver Fitzgerald. Picked up, though, by Dick. Here's Hensler stick handling towards the slot. The puck slides towards the blue paint. Nabel right there to stick it to the far side wall and back out to the neutral zone where the Badgers' Ben Dexheimer now has it.
I wonder if when the first stoppage comes, if Wisconsin's going to have the officials take a look at that one.
Oh, nice stick handling move by Fitzgerald into the offensive zone. Shoots one low to the ice on the glove side of Turnus, but missed the nets. And it caromed all the way back out to neutral, where Tyson Dick hustles after it. And now to Logan Hensler. Dick with that assist, now 11 points this season, 8 helpers for him. After a steal, Dunlap drop pass slot, shot by Guzzo off the glove of the Badgers goaltender Castro, ricocheted to the far corner. And now a whistle and a stoppage in play and a penalty behind the play. And it's on the Ohio State co-captain, Patrick Guzzo, who had a quality shot. The first real good look for the Buckeyes here in this hockey game. Castro stopped it with his glove. And then in the ensuing battle for the loose puck, the rebound, Guzzo knocked down one of the Badgers. And so Wisconsin's going to get a Kunis power play.
So far, no sign the Badgers are going to challenge anything. That call sometimes comes, or not sometimes, comes from Luke Regner up watching the game.
Director of Hockey Operations. Roughing on Guzzo at 2:03. So the Badgers get a power play. 23% this season overall in the Big Ten. 15 of 60, that's 25%. Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Morrissey snap pass right circle, and Findlay just couldn't control it. Had to settle it down. Otherwise, he was wide open for a shot. Findlay has 7 power play goals out of his 19. Bad play at center. Dexheimer fumbled the puck. Burnside pressured him. Thompson now gives chase back in the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer meets him behind the net. Findlay throws his body around, and Ohio State trying to apply some pressure shorthanded. Now Wisconsin's got possession of the puck and some space to operate. Penn State's penalty kill 78% overall, just 73% in league play. Now Findlay snaps one off low left. It went off the side of the net. Out to the point, Dexheimer, left wing Morrissey. Findlay looking for open space on the right side. Morrissey thought about passing across. Now Dexheimer gets Findlay the puck. Quinn without a goal in his last 4 games. Plays pitch and catch with Mosley in the right circle. And now with Dexheimer near the line. Findlay surveys, puts one towards the front, knocked down off the stick of Johnson. Retrieved by Tassie. Out to the point, Dexheimer. Power play for 53 more seconds. Tassie skates the puck behind the net to the left wing, Morrissey. Now Dexheimer, right wing. Findlay shoots one low. Knee save made by Turnus. Smith tries to dig it free. Threw it to open ice. Badgers go to get it. Morrissey. Mosley wheels a pass to the right wing, and Findlay has to catch it and then pull back out to the blue line. Now to Dexheimer, right dot, skates to the goal line. Straight away, Findlay tried to kick it to his stick, but didn't get enough of the puck, and it goes all the way down to the Wisconsin zone, and Castro paddled out to center, stolen away by Ohio State. On the move, shot left pad, save made by Castro off the shot by Ryan Gordon.
Badgers had a few times they've been tough to handle the puck in this power play. Almost cost them there.
Yep, Fitzgerald. Straight away, off to his right, Hensler. Backside left, Tyson Dick's shot may have hit his teammate Lindmark in the back. Badgers pull the puck free. Hensler right wing. Fitzgerald's blast. Blocked by Carfagna. Ohio State back at full strength. Fitzgerald able to pick up the puck and tried to turn and fire it to the point man. It went airborne. Forced Wisconsin back into its own zone. But they say Hensler actually played the puck with a high stick. So they'll drop the puck as they blow the play dead. Faceoff coming up inside the Wisconsin zone. Still 1-0 Badgers early on second period here in Columbus, Ohio.
Talked about, I kind of noticed sometimes the puck tonight's look like a ball bouncing on the ice. And we've seen that a couple times on that last power play. Quinn Finley, a pass across it. He looked like he was going to have a great chance bouncing and he couldn't handle it. Ben Dexheimer on the point. The second time the puck went out, and then the last time with the pass up the ice by the goaltender Castro, and
yep.
Dexheimer couldn't handle it and went back the other way for a near bad chance.
Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff and dump it in, and then a wheeling backhand shot by the falling Botterill goes wide of the mark. Picked up by Mellenbacher, his rising shot up over the top of the cage, and then retrieved now by Ohio State's James Hong. He can scoot, he dumps it in and pursues, but Wisconsin's Anthony Kerr gets there, braces for a hit from Montez and spun it around but not out. Back deep into the Wisconsin zone, Hensler tries to exit the zone. He did to Mellenbacher, who tapped a pass behind Botterill, picked off by Ohio State. Buckeyes dump it back in. Now the Badgers with possession. Anthony Kerr, 160th game for Kerr. His last goal scored came against Ohio State in the playoffs last year. Here's a centering pass by Ohio State. It ricocheted off a stick or two and then kind of crawled through the low slot. Badgers took it from there. Finley on the attack. Gets around one Buckeye and raises a shot into the head of Turnus. And then going in for the rebound was Mosley. Finley, though, collided with the Ohio State netminder and knocked him back into the net. And the referee is going to take Finley for interfering with a goaltender. So Nicholas Bett is going to call Finley for 2 minutes. Boy, he came flying into the Ohio State zone, fired a shot that hit Turnus right in the face, and Finley progressed to the net and just plowed right into him. And the trainer for Ohio State, Jason Rule, has come out to attend to Logan Turnus, their goaltender, and now the referees are going into the penalty box to take a look at video replay to determine what. I'm not sure. I do need to update you. Joe Palatichuk, the Badgers sophomore defenseman, was escorted off the ice by trainer Andy Rohde just a couple of moments ago. Palatichuk, it appeared, took a hit up near the head in this second period just a few moments ago and was slow getting up, and he's made his way to the Wisconsin locker room, and Andy Rohde is yet to return. Again, the referee's looking at video replay. What of? It looks like Turnus is okay. He's up on his skates and kind of pacing up and down the goal line. And says something to the trainer, who returns the conversation, and I think Turnus will stay in the hockey game. But what do you think they're looking at?
I mean, Quinn Finley definitely went in hard to the net. It looked like he tried to stop at the blue paint and couldn't quite get there because he had such speed coming in and kind of rolled over the goaltender. Maybe some contact to the head would be what they probably would be looking at if you're an official. But the irony, the ironic part would be of what happened earlier. And
wow. And a game misconduct also? Quinn Finley gets a 5-minute major and a game misconduct for head contact for bowling into the Ohio State goaltender. Now, this has happened all season long on both sides of the ice, and this is the first time they've called this penalty. And so Wisconsin loses its most productive forward in Quinn Finley to a 5-minute major. Time of the penalty, 5:19. Did not expect that.
Wow. Usually a major is for something intentional or something dangerous. It's hard to tell. They keep showing the overhead on the replay, and you can't really see where the contact was made. There's no question Finley went into the goaltender. He was going hard to the net, tried to stop.
It should be a penalty.
Fell over. It was no question, it was a penalty.
Yep.
The debate was whether it was going to be five. And you're allowed to call five and not a game misconduct, which could have, that would have been more acceptable, obviously, but that one's a tough one for Wisconsin to absorb. We saw them lose Ryland Mosley last Friday for a play that was pretty questionable. And here it's Quinn Finley's turn.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff on this five-minute penalty kill and clears. So Finley ejected Penn State or Ohio State on a power play for 5 minutes. The Badgers penalty killers right now, Morrissey along with Fitzgerald. Puck misplayed by Thompson, speeding after it. Fitzgerald coming in shorthanded, tied up by Carfagna. Loose puck picked up. Morrissey tries to get a backhander off. Turn is trying to cover in tight on the Ohio State cage, and the Ohio State netminder gets a whistle. Boy, Fitzgerald just busting back, trying to get a shorthander. Carfagna went stride for stride with him.
Yeah, the puck, Fitzgerald waited. He was making sure the puck got over the blue line. As soon as it did, he started his sprint and won the race to the puck. Gavin Morrissey there to pick up the loose change, and he almost slipped one by. A little spin backhand kind of flicked towards the net that Turnus kicked away.
Faceoff Lindmark. It ricocheted off his skate to the near corner. Horbach on the near side meets Rossi and takes the puck away from him. Now he's trying to tap it out to center to rag it a little bit, but the Buckeyes pick it up, and now they have possession. 4:15 to go in the Ohio State major power play. Hanson Bucata to the right wing, Rossi. He comes across the line and sends it right corner to left. Around the near side boards. Guzzo trying to pull it free, and he pushed it back to the point man, McBrayer, at the half boards right. Tapped it back to the blue line, and Hanson Bucata. Down low, McBrayer. Outside left, Rossi. Straight away now, Hanson Bucata. Back right wing now. It's Ohio State's McBrayer. Low left, Rossi. A little shoulder fake, and then he tried to throw it back to the defenseman, McBrayer, and picked off by Wisconsin's Morrissey, who sent it into the Ohio State zone, wasting more time on the Buckeyes' power play. Good job by Morrissey. A long shift on the penalty kill for him. And now the Buckeyes have possession. 3:29 left in this man advantage. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. 13 minutes.